days before the third anniversary of the start of Russia's war on Ukraine, at the end of a week where the US president accused Ukraine of starting the war and calling its president a dictator, Donald Trump's national security adviser, Mike Waltz, has said that the White House was very frustrated with Volodymyr Zelensky after he levelled unacceptable insults at US President Donald Trump earlier this week. The comments overshadowed a meeting in Kyiv between Zelensky and Keith Kellogg, the US chief envoy to Ukraine, which didn't result in any public comments from the envoy. Next week, both the French president and the British prime minister will meet with Trump to discuss a possible US-Russia deal to end the war. Dr. Patrick Bury is with us. He's a lecturer in defence and strategic studies at the University of Bath and a former NATO analyst. Dr. Bury, good morning again. Emmanuel Macron and Keir Starmer will have their work cut out next week.
Good morning. Yes, it's an important, it's another important week. Obviously, the German elections too, all for Europe, really. And I think they will both be looking for, they've obviously had a meeting themselves a couple of times last week. They will have decided an approach and how they're going to deal with Trump. And I think they will be first and foremost looking for clarity. There's been so much confusion, really, and uncertainty created by the Americans' visits to Europe last week and some of their comments about the Ukrainian peace deal and also what may be involved in Russia's demands that since they've met with Trump and the delegation in Riyadh. So I think the first thing they'll be looking for is the U.S. still committed to the extended nuclear deterrent, which is really important in the basis of NATO and indeed European security vis-a-vis Russia's stockpiles. I think secondly, they will be looking for whether the US is willing to keep its force posture inside Europe within NATO. It has 100,000 troops. It obviously costs them a lot. Is it willing to keep them where they are and some of those as tripwire forces on NATO's eastern flank? And then only once they have that kind of clarity can they start to talk about in more detail what is the US looking for in the deal, where is its red lines in any potential deal between Russia and Ukraine. And then from that, they can start to work out where their own defence spending needs to be. Quite rapid, I think we're looking at increases now. And also what any, what they call in inverted commas, reassurance force that European nations may deploy into Ukraine could start to look at. But they don't need to get the cart in front of the horse just yet.
But if you,
because we're a long way away.
If European leaders like Starmer and Macron are looking for reassurance from the United States that it has Europe's back, as it has had since 1945, is there any indication from Donald Trump since he took office that he will have Europe's back?
So there is, yeah. So if you listened very carefully to Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of State's speech when he, where was it, at the NATO Defence Summit last week, he basically said that they want to make NATO great again. They value the alliance, but they are sick of taking the burden financially for that. And it's totally fair. And, you know, presidents all the way back to even, you know, JFK were talking about this. So, and Europe's been asleep at the wheel, didn't listen, didn't move quick enough. And now what's essentially they're doing, and if you look at the last week in totality, it's about pulling the rug to make sure that Europe start moving, you know, and take a leap. So that's what they're saying. The Americans in that administration, they basically see China as a pacing threat, and they know that they need to reorientate within the next 2 to 3 years to face that in a major, major way. So that's the kind of timeline I'm thinking that Europe has to step up. It's also, you know, a couple of years is the assessment of most of the European and US intelligence communities about when Putin, if he intended to go again, could go again in terms of his military force.
Where does Ireland fit into all this, Patrick?
I think Ireland needs to, you know, we're obviously a neutral nation. I've got, most people have great respect for that neutrality, but there is a changing world happening, it seems to be at the moment. And I think basically the Commission on the Defence Forces recommended three courses of action back in 2023. And the government chose to choose the middle action in terms of reinvesting in our defence forces. We probably may need to look now at this idea that, you know, neutrality comes with great responsibilities. I think Trump will say this if Micheál Martin meets him on St. Patrick's Day. I think they will be expecting us for it to do more, and I think it may need to move. We're also a much richer nation than we've been in the past. We may need to move to that level of ambition three, and recognise the situation has changed, is changing, and therefore our actions need to change, because we need to be able to basically police our airspace, have a good maritime picture, to be able to deter, at least in partnership with people who usually help us out in this thing, like the French, the Americans and the British, to deter aggressors that would challenge our neutrality.
Dr. Patrick Bury, Lecturer in Defence and Strategic Studies at the University of Bath, thank you very much for speaking with us.